Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
On today's Mentally Stronger Friday Fix, you give somebody power over your life when you're replaying their rude behavior, or you're rehashing something that they already said, or maybe thinking about all the things you wish you had said. The worst is when you wake up at 3 a.m. and you're thinking about that person that you don't like. The more time you spend thinking about them, the more power you give them over your life. Welcome to Mentally Stronger. I'm Amy Morin, a psychotherapist, mental strength trainer, and an international best-selling author of 5, soon to be 6, books on mental strength. You're listening to the Friday Fix Edition. Every Friday, I share a quick mental strength strategy that can fix the thoughts, feelings, and actions that can hold you back in life. And the fun part is, we record it all from a sailboat in the Florida Keys. Make sure to subscribe to our show so you can get mental strength tips delivered to you every single week. Now, let's dive into today's episode. Today, I'm talking about how to recognize when you're giving negative people too much power over your life and how to take back your power. In my book, 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do, that is the chapter that people want to talk about most often. People often say, I'm struggling so much because I'm giving power to people I don't want to give power to. If somebody asked you, who would you want to take up the most room in your life? The positive people who are working hard to make the world better, or the mean people who tear people down? I know you'd say the positive people. But the strange thing is that we often give the negative people way too much power over our time, our thoughts, our emotions, and our energy. It's something that all of us have done, if we're honest. We talk about the one person who annoys us rather than the two people whose company we actually enjoy. Or we waste more time dreading the person we don't want to see at a family gathering rather than thinking about how excited we are to see somebody else. Sometimes we call these people energy vampires, and they'll take as much from us as we're willing to give. I know there are lots of people out there who will say, well, just cut the toxic people out of your life. But just because you don't enjoy somebody's behavior doesn't necessarily mean that that person is toxic. Certainly, it's not that easy to just cut people out of your life either. If you want to keep your job, you can't cut your boss out of your life. Or if you want to stay in your relationship, you might have to learn to live with your partner's ex because they're still co-parenting. So let's talk about 5 warning signs that you're letting a negative person take up too much space in your life, and then we'll discuss what to do about it. Warning sign number 1. You think about them when they're not around, and you don't want to think about them. You give somebody power over your mind when you're replaying their rude behavior, or you're rehashing the things that they said, and probably thinking about all the things that you wish you had said. Nobody wants to wake up at 3 a.m. thinking about that person, but we've done that sometimes. You get somebody's behavior or their attitude or something about them just stuck in your head. The more time that you spend thinking about them, the more power you give them. So take notice, when you dread seeing somebody for 3 days, you give them even more of your mental real estate. But it's common for that to happen. Warning sign number 2. You talk about them a lot. Think about somebody who you complain about. might be a coworker, a family member, or even a friend. You might have bought into the idea that venting releases pent-up anger and frustration. But actually, that's not the case. Venting actually adds fuel to the fire. There's research behind this. There was a study from 2002 published in the Personality and Social Psychology Bulletin. It found that the more people thought about and talked about people's behavior who upset them, the more frustrated and aggressive they actually became. The people who distracted themselves with other activities became calmer and more relaxed. So we need to get rid of this myth that we're like a pressure cooker and that we're going to explode if we don't get our frustrations out. It's actually quite the contrary. The more you keep rehashing the things that upset you, the more likely you are to stay stuck in a negative spot. So not only does complaining meaning that you give that person more of your time, it also means you give that negative person power over your mood and power over what you're thinking about. So yes, emotional processing can be healthy, but that's when you're really sorting out your feelings. Instead of saying to your partner, my boss is a jerk, you might say, I had some trouble managing my frustration today. Problem solving is also helpful, but dwelling on the fact that you're powerless isn't. Here's the difference. If you say, I'm going to set boundaries with my sister about how often I talk to her, that's helpful. But it's not helpful to just complain that your sister calls you too much and then to complain about how awful things are because you have to listen to your sister all the time. Warning sign number 3, you give someone the power to control your emotions. Feeling frustrated or angry because somebody else's behavior is inappropriate is completely normal. But what's not normal is when you feel like that person has absolute control over how you feel. If a negative person upsets you for hours, you give that person a whole bunch of your time and your energy. Or if you get so nervous thinking about the fact that you're going to see somebody that you can't concentrate all day, you give that person even more power over your life. And now a quick word from our sponsor. Do you want to get high-quality meat delivered straight to your house? Or in my case, a sailboat? Try ButcherBox. It saves me time and money. And if you order right now, mentally stronger listeners can get steak, chicken, or salmon free in every single order for an entire year. I love that ButcherBox offers grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, and wild-caught seafood. There are no antibiotics or added hormones. They even offer vegetarian options. ButcherBox lets you decide how often you want deliveries, and you can pick a curated plan, or you could completely customize your box. Sign up at butcherbox.com/stronger and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer, plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/stronger and use code STRONGER to choose your free for a year offer. Plus, get $20 off your first order. This is the first time in my life when I haven't had a pet. Up until 2 years ago, I had Jackson, a 19-year-old Himalayan cat, and Fiona, a 17-year-old English Springer Spaniel. Both of them lived on the sailboat and adjusted pretty well to life on the water. I miss them, and I look forward to getting another pet when the time is right. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of the family, and you want the best for them no matter what. But vet bills can really add up. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/stronger. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/stronger. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/stronger. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency, LIM. Warning sign number 4, you allow them to limit your life. Saying things like, my family holiday party's ruined every year because my sister-in-law has to be the center of attention. Or, I'll never enjoy my job as long as my boss is here, means that you're giving somebody else the power to limit your life. And sometimes those catastrophic predictions that we have actually turn into self-fulfilling prophecies. If you decide, okay, I'll never be happy as long as I have to work alongside this specific coworker, I bet you'll make that true. Don't get me wrong, though, because I think sometimes people get this a little bit backwards. There are times when it's smart to manage your behavior. Let's say you have a neighbor who yells at you and swears at you whenever you step outside the door. It would be wise to not mow the lawn when your neighbor's sitting in the lawn chair outside, right? That doesn't necessarily mean you're giving your neighbor power over your life. Instead, you might be empowering yourself to have a good day. The distinction would be that you say, I'm choosing not to go outside right now because I'm protecting my inner peace. Instead of saying, I can't even go outside because my neighbor fights with me. And finally, warning sign number 5 is you allow somebody to negatively influence your behavior. Being surrounded by a lot of negativity can lead to the, if you can't beat them, join them mentality. If everybody around you is lying and cheating and stealing, you might feel like you have to jump on the bandwagon just to stay afloat. Or maybe you lash out at people, or you start getting kind of passive aggressive sometimes because you're trying to take back control. But no matter what you do, if your behavior isn't in line with your values, you're giving other people power over your actions. Okay, so those are the 5 warning signs to be on the lookout for that could tell you you're giving negative people way too much power over your life. But now let's talk about what you actually do when you notice that's happening. Because there are ways to take back your power, healthy ways. And even if you can't physically distance yourself from somebody, you can always set healthy boundaries and prevent them from draining your mental strength. You can also set some rules for yourself. So here are 3 things that can help you take back your power. Number 1, change your language. The language that you use is really powerful, so pay attention to it. Replace the language with words that show you're taking personal responsibility. So for example, if you tend to think or you say out loud, my mother-in-law drives me crazy, remind yourself that you're actually in control of how you feel and how you respond to her. Even if she's not the nicest person on the planet, she doesn't have the power to drive you crazy. Or when you think that your coworker wastes all of your time, remind yourself that's an opportunity to set a boundary. When you try to blame your boss for making you work late, remember that it's actually up to you how late you work. There might be a consequence if you don't work late, but it's up to you. Your language is powerful. So whether you think it or you say it out loud, reframe it into a way that shows that you're empowering yourself moving forward. Number 2, change the channel in your brain. When you get caught up in that loop where you just keep thinking about something dreadful that already happened, or you're thinking about somebody that you don't want to see, or imagining how horrible it's going to be to see that person later, change the channel in your brain. Get up and go do something to distract yourself. You might even give yourself a quick puzzle to solve or a project to work on. Decide that you aren't going to give that person more mental real estate by thinking about them more or talking about them. Commit to thinking about something better. And number 3, change your focus. You have to get purposeful and proactive about where you want your energy to go. Because if you aren't, remember, these energy vampires will just take it from you. Focus on the kind person in the room or shift your attention to helping somebody who needs a hand. Once you stop fueling the fire, you'll find that the person becomes less important in your life. And you can proactively make your friends and your family members and the more positive people the focus of your energy. So keep that in mind. Focus on what you can control: your thoughts, your feelings, and your behavior. So pay attention to the times when you're thinking too much about negative people, you're talking about them, you're letting them take a toll on your emotions, you're letting them limit your life, and you're giving them the power to have a negative influence on your behavior. Now remember, we all do this sometimes. But when you catch yourself doing it, take a step back and empower yourself. Remember the three things that you can change. Change your language, change the channel in your brain, and change your focus to the more positive people. Make it a conscious effort to give negative people less power over your life and watch what happens. I guarantee you'll become a happier, healthier, and stronger person. Thank you for hanging out with me today and for listening to Mentally Stronger. If you know somebody who could benefit from learning more about mental strength, share this episode with them. Simply sharing a link could help someone feel better and grow stronger. And if you want even more content, make sure to subscribe to Mentally Stronger Premium. And as always, a big thank you to my show's producer, who's never the most negative person in the room, Nick Valentine.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.